We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
All right, welcome into Action Line here this morning. We're talking all things Main Street. The executive director, Sarah Callender, is here, and you brought several friends with you. You have more friends downtown than anybody, don't you?
We're all friends, right?
Well, sure, absolutely. Good to have you. Today's a busy day.
It is for everybody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween.
Gloria Christie calls it Hallow Thankmas, or Tom does. Yeah, because
creative.
It's all kind of goes together. You know, it's just so fast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Halloween,
Christmas. They skip Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The time.
Well, I got a text from somebody that I work with, and she said, "Okay, now we're ready for Christmas." And I'm like, "No, let's get through this day."
I saw a funny Christmas decoration a few years ago. Well, it was actually pre-Christmas, but it was a turkey with its foot on the neck of Santa and says, not your time yet, fat boy, I think.
Yes. Amen.
So anyway, you brought some friends with you this morning, and we're going to talk about, of course, trick-or-treating on the square. We'll talk about the Christmas season that's ahead, but you've brought some of the great downtown merchants.
That's right. Well, I mean, we wouldn't have a downtown if we didn't have the small business owners.
Right.
So it's always great to give them a platform to talk about their business.
Well, let's introduce Chantel Joseph. She is with Simply Pure Sweets, and your mornings are like start in the dark.
Very early, yes, in the dark. My husband's usually there about 3:30 in the morning. I come in a little bit later, but
make him get up and get things rolling.
Bread goes quicker. It has to go earlier than some other things. So
I gotcha. Also joining us is Lisa Davis and Hemisphere Wine Bar, and you haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately, I would think.
No, I have not. We've done several soft openings, and then we were open for Wine Around the Square. And if that's a sign, then we are going to be busy.
Well, busy starting tomorrow, right?
Yes, we have our grand opening tomorrow, and we will have our ribbon cutting on November the 14th.
Awesome. I meant to ask both of you where we can find you on the square. So, and a lot of times it's, you know, what are you close to? What side of the square? So Chantel, tell me where we can find Simply Pure Sweets.
We are right on Church Street, 128 North Church Street, just a few doors down from Puckett's is usually what we tell people, because that's their easiest landmark when coming to us. But we have been there going on 5 years in that location, almost 9 years total on the square.
Right in there is where the radio station used to be before the 1960s, or 1960, I think, is when this building was built. So we're still neighbors, just a little further up Church Street.
Yeah.
And Lisa, tell me where we can find Hemisphere.
We are at 208 West Main Street. We, as I say, we are on the bridal shop side, but all the way up to the courthouse, not the very corner building, but the next door.
All right. Very good. We're going to talk a lot about the two businesses here that are represented, and of course, Hemisphere Wine Bar opening tomorrow. But Sarah, we've got big happenings this afternoon. You're dressed for success today.
I can only wear this one day, and it's going to be so hot outside.
It is going to be warm,
isn't it? I won't keep this on. Yeah, no, everybody's super excited about trick-or-treat around the square, and I just want to give a shout-out to the businesses that participate in this, because this isn't something that we organize. Businesses started it.
It just happened,
didn't it? A long time ago. It was way before me. And it's a love-hate relationship.
That's fair.
I think that the kids would come even if we didn't announce it. So they'd probably just be a lot of disappointed kids if there weren't businesses. But they spend their own money. They shut their stores, their businesses down. So, I mean, it makes a big impact on the businesses. If you come trick-or-treating, come back and shop at those businesses.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, during the 2 weeks, I guess, or so before Halloween, that is one of the most requested pieces of information that we get here.
Really?
Yeah. When is trick-or-treating? So it's almost always on 31st, uh-huh. right? Unless it falls on the weekend and whatnot. And the next question is, what time is it on the square?
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it's become one of those things that people just kind of expect.
Mm-hmm. It's like a tradition. Yeah. I mean, I did it with my kids and... Yeah, it's kind of torturous because it's like this slow moving, thousands of people. You make it once around and then you're like, I survived. And you can go on.
There are lots of parents who think that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And just the mass of folks. Now, I noticed some road closing signs or something like that up there. So
we do put a permit with the city of Murfreesboro, and they close the square down at all the entrances into the square. So you just need to be prepared. Just park in the parking garages. There's one on each side of the square, the judicial building or the Civic Plaza, that parking garage. Don't even try to come anywhere, you know, close to the square. But at 3 o'clock, they'll shut it down to keep it safe. They'll let the cars out that are in there, but they shut it down until 5 and when people start kind of fading away. But the stores will close, stop giving candy at 5.
Well, if you are on the square and have to be, I'm assuming that everyone knows, you know, that if you're not out by 3, you're going to have to be there until 5 yeah. for the most part, right?
Well, the police will help you get out, but it is a little dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to try to do that with all the kiddos around. No, not at all. So 3 until 5 on the square. And, you know, the downtown square has just become a happening place. There's something going on all the time.
There's
you know?
So many new businesses opening up. They did a ribbon cutting yesterday for 1 of 19, which is like this. Everybody was like, now I know where it is, because it doesn't have a sign out on the street, but that's
speakeasy.
It's a speakeasy concept, but that's part of the alley. They've extended their entrepreneurship and opened a new bar. And they serve food down in the basement. So that's really cool that they opened up.
It is. It's great to have businesses who not only want to make downtown work, but also to continue to invest in downtown. It's not easy. You're right now kind of off the beaten path. We'll see what happens in the next 5 years with the downtown development and, you know, to bring more people. So it is almost a destination, really, if you're going to shop there.
Don't say almost. It is a destination.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're going, it's you have to make plans to go. It's not like you're shopping in your neighborhood is what I mean by that.
Okay.
You know, the avenue out there, that's destination.
Right.
It's destination downtown. So, but, you know, if we can bring hundreds of people to the downtown area, that's going to also be a boon.
Right. Like, you think about other downtowns, Columbia and Franklin. I wouldn't go to Nashville. You'd be stuck there. But definitely a destination where you're going to go. It's not transactional, which, I mean, there is some transactional stuff happening. There's lawyers and financial people and banks and things like that. But there's relationships. So people, once they know about the downtown, they usually have multiple stops. They, you know, the business owners, which they'll tell you, they know their customers. So it's very different than going to a big box store.
Yeah, almost making it an experience, you know, just people will go and do day trips to, you know, this place and that place. And it's almost like, you know, let's go do a day trip downtown.
Right.
You know?
And now there's lots of things to do. If you do that, you could go eat breakfast. You could go shopping. You could go visit Oakland's. You can go walk around, visit the Courthouse Museum, have lunch, do more shopping, stay for an event. We just have your whole day planned.
Lots of eating. that's a good too. So want to make sure we touch on all of the events here real quick, and then we'll dive deeper into them. So we talked about trick-or-treating on the square. What happens around Christmas? And another question we get quite a bit here, which surprises me a little bit, will they be doing the carriage rides?
Yes, that's a great question. So as soon as tonight midnight hits, all the stores secretly go out and they change their decorations. No.
Secretly.
Not secretly. I guess it's kind of obvious. They're in the windows. But, no, they have 1 week. And then next Friday, that's November the 6th, right?
Let's see.
Am I right?
Let me flip my calendar. I think you're right. That's the 9th.
9th.
The 8th
is Friday.
8th is Friday.
There we go. Yeah. Okay.
We get it. November 8th. I thought you said Saturday.
It is the Downtown After 5 big holiday kickoff. So we will have carriage rides at the courthouse, and you just pay for those, and they'll ride around the square. The businesses stay open from 5 to 8 p.m. They have little treats for you. Come in and go ahead and shop for your holiday gifts. I know, like, Country Gourmet does their ornament release, so they usually have pre-orders in the line outside. We'll have music all around the square, just individual musicians performing. So it's just a fun experience to come and support small businesses. But that's our kickoff for the holidays.
So that's not this Saturday, but next?
Next Friday.
Friday. I don't know why I'm thinking Saturday. I think it's the Saturday. The thought that I was going to ask you, or the question is, you never have a Saturday available, and now Fridays are not going to, you know, you're, right.
So we do those four times a year. So this is the fourth one. But yeah, the Saturdays, we just ended the farmer's market. And now this Saturday, people probably will be confused. It looks like the farmer's market, but that's Cooking to Build with Habitat for Humanity. They're set up around the courthouse this Saturday.
They always pick that very first Saturday after the market.
They do.
Yeah. How successful was the market this year? It looks pretty successful.
Oh, it was fantastic. Yeah. It was great. And, you know, we do that twofold to create a sense of place so that it puts the downtown on a map. People from other cities start learning about the downtown because of the farmers market. So maybe they've never been to downtown. They come to the farmers market, and our goal is that they would see the other stores and come back or stay, you know, and keep shopping and eat downtown. So that's the purpose that we have at downtown.
As big as Rutherford County is, and with as many people that are here, I'm sure it's an introduction to the downtown to some, you know, folks who call Rutherford County home, just haven't been downtown before.
Oh, yeah. Every Saturday we have people stop at the visitor's tent and talk to the market manager, and they have just moved here, or they've been here for maybe a year or two and just happened to hear about it from a neighbor, didn't even know we had a downtown. Because, you know, a lot of cities don't really have downtowns or squares, so they just don't know about it. So it is one way to bring attention.
Well, so you've got several Friday nights coming up between now and the holidays. Also, I'm sure we're going to light a Christmas tree somewhere along the line.
We are. So that's the first Friday in December. And it's always the first Friday in December. And the tree lighting is part of the Rutherford County Courthouse. But we have lots of people involved in that. The whole square is shut down. It's the activities start at 5 o'clock. So there's free activities all around the courthouse, like crafts and just fun little things for kids to do. And then the program on stage starts at 6, and people always ask what time the tree is lit. It is at the very end, but if you want to get a close-up spot, you need to get there a little bit earlier. But we do have a big screen hooked to the stage, so even if you're far out, you can see everything, and lots of just community singing. I mean, it's small town school choirs singing, dancing, and then the big Santa himself comes out right at the very end and lights the tree. And then there's free pictures in the courthouse that night from 6 to 7. No, from 7 to 8 after the tree is lit. And this year we're having a movie, A Christmas Carol with Jim Carrey, is going to play on the big screen at 7 o'clock. So you could bring a chair and stay, and the stores will be open. So
make an evening of it then.
Yes.
Sounds good. We're going to talk about each of these individually. So if you're hearing about them and you're thinking, gosh, they're talking so fast and I don't know the dates and the times, we'll go over them again as well as continue our visit here this morning. Talking about Main Street downtown, and we've got some great guests here today. Sarah Callender is in studio. We're also going to talk about Simply Pure Sweets with Chantel Joseph and the Hemisphere Wine Bar, which is opening coming up here tomorrow. Big opening tomorrow. We'll talk all about that as we continue the Action Line. It's 8:25. We're going to check a little bit of news, traffic, and weather all coming up here. Stay with us on News Radio WGNS.
Hey folks, this is Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the State House.
This Mike Sparks asking for your vote.
Playful message is like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
As the final votes are cast, no one knows who will become the next president.
This is shaping up to be one of the closest presidential contests in history.
On election night, CBS News Radio will be tracking results in real time with expert analysis and live reports from across the nation.
And WGNS will have you covered on local and statewide races beginning at 7 p.m. Sponsored by Toots, Wilson Bank, McCabe Vision Center, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Ferrer Construction.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu, so once a month we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. We're bringing back an old item that we used to have that we don't have anymore. So for example, we brought back clam sauce spaghetti this month. Last month we had Greek spaghetti. And again, that'll change. Now that you've heard about the changes that we're making at Demas's, you need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Philadelphia, where a court hearing is set to get underway on the district attorney Larry Krasner's bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million-a-day lottery for Trump supporters in battleground states. KYW Radio's Tim Jimenez.
This is all over Musk's America PAC, the political action committee he established ahead of the election. It has a sweepstakes in the swing states. You sign a petition supporting the Constitution, and you get a chance to win $1 million. Musk, of course, is backing former President Trump's campaign. Krasner, a Democrat, argues that this is all about influencing voters, and this is an illegal lottery that should not be operating here in Pennsylvania.
Last night, Musk and his PAC filed a notice to have the case moved to federal court. The former president rode in a garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a jab at President Biden, who the White House insists mistakenly referred to Trump supporters as garbage.
They called me Hitler. They bullied you. They've demonized us. They've censored us.
Vice President Harris addressed a student-heavy crowd in Madison, Wisconsin. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
I heard a good amount of younger voters here agree with the sentiment of the gaffe, feeling a certain way about Trump supporters, while others did say it was not appropriate language. It does not make them change their vote.
Major campaign topic, high prices. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge has dropped to near pre-pandemic levels. Heartbreaking news from Niagara Falls, where police say a 33-year-old mother climbed a safety rail at an overlook and jumped in intentionally with her 9-year-old son and 5-month-old daughter. Their bodies not recovered yet. New York State Trooper James O'Callaghan.
Either something happened suddenly or that's the spotty area that we're not quite sure right now.
A criminal complaint accuses a food worker fired from Disney World restaurants of hacking the system with intent to cause harm. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After he was let go, the complaint says he continued to go into the software, and in addition to adding profanity and adjusting prices, he made several changes to allergen information, indicating that certain items were safe for people with peanut allergies when they weren't.
As the Dodgers were celebrating their World Series win on the field at Yankee Stadium in New York, fans were raising glasses back home. KNX Radio's Pete Demetriou hit up a bar in L.A.
You look like you were going to have a heart attack there.
I was going to have a heart attack. I couldn't contain myself. It was amazing.
And best birthday gift ever right here.
Best birthday ever.
Dodgers beat the Bombers 7-6 in Game 5. The victory parade scheduled for tomorrow in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers. Oh, they're here. Hey, who needs something to drink?
We've been overindulging a little more than usual. Thank goodness we both added Active Liver to our diets to give our livers some much-needed support so we have the energy we need to enjoy the holidays.
Active Liver from New Nordic contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract designed to give your liver maximum protection and help it do vital jobs like removing toxins from alcohol, rich foods, and sweets.
Try Active Liver today and enjoy all the holiday treats with the peace of mind of knowing you're giving your liver some relief.
Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet.
You can find Active Liver in stores at CVS or Meijer, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
A question from overseas this Halloween day.
Could this be England's spookiest house? A researcher has uncovered what the historical charity English Heritage is calling a staggering array of witches' marks at a 16th century manor house once visited by King Henry VIII. Witches' marks are symbols scratched into stone to protect buildings and inhabitants against demons, witches, or the evil eye. Clearly successful, there have been no recorded attacks by demons or witches at the house in living memory. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Get set for a major throwback in the cereal aisle.
I'm Twinkles the Magic Elephant.
General Mills is reviving its popular Twinkles cereal, rep by a talking pachyderm from the 1960s. The sweet corn stars with a vanilla and butter cookie flavor featured a storybook package with flippable pages on the back of each box. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning. It's trying to improve a bit from that earlier wreck we had on 40 westbound. Coming out of Wilson County at the Davidson County line, it should be out of here sooner than later. There's still a lot of volume coming in from Mount Juliet into Hermitage right now on 40 westbound. It remains heavy. 65 south at Trinity Lane, there's still a lot of volume. Trying to get 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. Check them all out today. They're delicious at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
We'll see a few spotty showers and thunderstorms at times this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, chance for showers and storms, cloudy with a low near 59. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
Catch the Rick and Bubba Show on News Radio WGNS.
Weekdays, 11 until 2 on News Radio WGNS.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back on the Action Line, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Tonight, we have Oakland at Riverdale, the Battle of the Borough on high school football. 6 o'clock for primetime sports, around 6:45 or so. We'll have our pregame show right before the big game this evening. You heard the forecast. We'll see how that impacts the game. Tomorrow night, it's Rockvale at Siegel on WGNS. So we end the regular season with two high school games. Four games tonight, five tomorrow. And we were just chatting here, high school football on a Thursday night. But the TSSAA predetermined some of the Thursday games and when they are played, just because they want to make sure they have enough officials for all of the games. And so that's how that kind of worked out. So it's going to be busy, I guess. If you are a high school football fan, you get your trick-or-treating in this evening, 3 to 5, and then go to the game. So yeah. Hopefully that rain will hold off.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, I think we're going to be okay with that. So more details about all of the events that are going on around the square here coming up. And Chantel, let's talk about Simply Pure Sweets. How long have you been downtown?
It'll be 9 years, March 3rd, that we've been downtown. We started over on Walnut Street, where Gallagher Guitar is now located, and then we moved to Church Street. December 2019, we opened over there. It's been real good to move on to the square. Yeah. Walnut, I love our Walnut Street building. I always will. It's my baby. But being on the square has definitely been amazing. Like on the square,
sure.
Proper.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like that very first place. That was when you very first opened, and the dream come true, I guess.
It was definitely a dream come true. We had some big plans that we would have liked to have put into fruition in that space, but couldn't quite manage to work that out. So we ended up moving, but ultimately that was probably the better choice in the long run.
So you moved there in December of 2019, and I don't even like to speak the word 2020, mm-hmm. or the number or the year or what happened soon after that, but I'm sure that was an interesting time to be a brand new business.
Essentially a brand new business. Yeah.
In terms of your location, I guess.
I think fortunately for us, our business model kind of allows for more of that to go format easily. So we had to scratch a lot and come up with some creative things to help, you know, get people to come grab different odds and ends. But it worked out pretty well. We're still kicking.
And yeah.
Doing all right.
And I hope that you've seen a steady increase as more people find out who you are and what you are and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We were talking about the farmer's market earlier. And when we were on Walnut Street, we started doing the farmer's market as a way to get a little bit more exposure, do some items that we weren't able to do every day in the shop at that time. And we definitely gained, you know, more customer base from that. We did the market after we moved to the new location for a couple of years. But as the Saturday market has grown a little bit and the crowd to the downtown square, the shop on a market Saturday is kind of wild and crazy. We move people really quick. It's actually kind of astonishing how many transactions we can do in an hour when you look at those numbers. So it seems like, hey, we have a really long line, but I promise you, we get you through. But we pulled out of the market to focus on the shop and be able to move through those customers and have even more in store for folks.
Sure. Well, I mean, you're essentially part of it. I mean, you just walk a few feet.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, we can't get much closer.
Right.
So it's definitely been an amazing experience down here.
So I would assume that as people are so quickly in and out and they find out who you are, that downtown marketplace experience helps to bring new customers in just about every Saturday.
Definitely. We have a very established customer base as well. We have folks that we see most days that we're open, which is good, and that's part of, you know, being downtown. We're all kind of, you know, they're all folks that are downtown every day also, so we see them a lot. And then we see those folks routinely. We're like, we know we're going to see them on Saturday. But then, yes, we have a constant flow of new folks who are just out casually walking the square, and they're like stopping in. They don't always get something that day, but they're like, oh, I'll be back. Like, I don't need this right now because I just got done eating, uh-huh. You know, the alley, or, you know, oh, I'd already grabbed ice cream at Hattie Jane's on their route around the square. But it's definitely a fun place.
So what is your busiest time of the day? I'm assuming mornings. Maybe not.
It depends on the day,
I guess.
You know, sometimes mornings really are crazy. Obviously, we see it a little bit earlier in the morning when we're in school than when we do when they're not in school. So the morning can be really busy, but lunch can be wild.
Wow.
Especially, you know, we know when court gets out, if court is in session, it hits pretty hard in that moment. But, you know, one weekday to the next, you couldn't even say, oh, this will be like Tuesday's the busy day or Thursday's the busy day.
Well, that's
because
interesting.
There's a nice ebb and flow, and it just depends on, you know, some nuances of what's going on downtown.
Unless the Saturday market is there.
Unless it's the Saturday market, and then you know it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
And hey, Chantel's not going to brag on herself, but you've got to ask her about her background and what makes her so unique as a chef.
Oh, very interesting.
Right. I'm not going to brag about myself, but
come
here,
on,
talk about it.
Now brag about yourself.
So I pretty much always wanted to do this. So in middle school, I decided I was going to go to culinary school. So I have a culinary degree and I have a baking and pastry degree, but my bachelor's is actually in nutrition because I kind of fell in love with some different aspects of that as well. And I wanted a little bit more of a challenge, I guess. So I did my bachelor's in nutrition, but I did a program in France also for my pastry degree. So I'm a little well-versed in a number of things, which is fun. My husband does most of our bread. He did a couple of bread intensives. He is formerly an English major. he has a degree in technical writing, which can be handy, but not what he does anymore. So we both do a fair share.
So you brought him kicking and screaming or willingly?
We met in the very, very beginning phases of I'm going to open this Simply Pure Suites, and he kind of helped actually with the initial build out when we first started dating, and then he still did some other jobs for a while, and then shortly after we got married, he came on full time, and then, you know, as a result of him and his skill set, what we do and what we offer transitioned a little bit from what I originally wanted. In a great way, mm-hmm. but having that skill set, it broadened some of our offerings and things like that.
That's pretty cool. Neat story there. Chantel Joseph with Simply Pure Suites with us. And so what are your hours?
We are open Tuesday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays 8 to 2.
Sunday and Monday. Oh, right.
We are closed. We do a lot of wholesale business also. So on Mondays, we are still doing wholesale production and then trying to get ready for the week. Sundays, that actually being closed on Mondays gave us an actual day off. And we made that decision after we had our daughter. We just needed a little more time at home.
Sure. So. Absolutely. Most certainly. I want to remind you that tomorrow on this very program, it will be the District Attorney General show, as Jennings Jones will be here, retired ADA J. Paul Newman, and others on the action line tomorrow morning. We're talking about the downtown area, Main Street Executive Director Sarah Callender here, along with Chantel Joseph and Lisa Davis. And Lisa, the big day is here tomorrow. How long have you been working toward opening up Hemisphere Wine Bar?
Well, initially, it's been a dream of ours for several years. But in the making process, it's probably been about 2.5 years.
Wow.
We looked at our spot last year, probably July, and we decided this was the building. It's what we wanted. And our construction process started probably September-ish with a lot of kinks here to there because old buildings and construction sometimes don't agree with each other. We've had some leaks here and there, but now we are set. If you've been there before when it was other businesses, you will not recognize the inside. I started decorating, and I shopped locally, so majority of everything is done locally, on the square, as a matter of fact. The businesses that are there are good friends of ours, and I kept going in and back and forth, and I want this. No, I'm not going to get it. I want this. No, I'm not going to get it. And but with the wine, we have the love of wine. My husband and I, we've been married for 39 years, and probably about 4 years in, we started drinking wine. And we wanted to bring to Murfreesboro wine from all the hemispheres, because just the majority everyday person just drinks, you know, they'll go to the liquor store or to Kroger or wherever and pick up a bottle. But we wanted to do educational programs with it as well. So we want to educate people on the wine around the world. So so yes, tomorrow's grand opening. We've had a few soft openings, and we were open for Wine Around the Square last Saturday, and we are excited.
Well, it seems like Wine Around the Square is in your wheelhouse. So
yes, we were actually hoping to be open last year. We did have our doors open so some people could come in and look and see what we were starting with, but we did have a booth in front there, so it's a little bit different from a year ago, but we're excited.
So I'm sure the name Hemisphere comes from you wanting to bring in wines from all over the world then.
Yes. That's we were debating back and forth what we wanted to call this place, but you know, when we were just sitting at the kitchen table with a few of our friends, somebody came up with the idea, well, you know, you love to travel, you know, there's wine everywhere, how about let's do hemispheres? So us ladies have decided that's what the name was going to be, and we are a woman-owned business of four ladies. and we're so excited. We're going to be changing the wine probably about every 6 to 8 weeks. We're going to go to different hemispheres, and we will be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays are going to be our educational days, so we will have events there. Before the next hemisphere comes up, we will have wine tastings for our members and for people who, if we have extra spots, they can sign up and come and learn about wine.
What has response been? I know tomorrow's the day that you open, but you've had some soft openings and things like that. What has the response been?
Everybody's excited. They've said that they've heard about this coming for a year, year and a half. And every time we saw somebody in a business or our friends or people that have heard word of mouth, they're like, when are you opening? And we're like, well, it's coming soon. But, you know, we've had a little bit of construction issues. So, but everybody's so excited. And from those that were in our soft openings, they gave us some great ideas because we did ask, you know, please tell us. We need to know, you know, what would you change? Was everything great? We've had a great feedback. We changed a few things, and we look forward to opening tomorrow.
What will be your hours?
So we're going to be closed, like I said, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Thursdays, I believe, we've been toying with the hours. We're going to open up at 11 and close probably at 10. And Fridays and Saturdays, we'll probably stay open till 10:30 at night. It'll be 11 to 10:30. Sundays, we are looking at noon to 6 or 7. And Mondays would be 11 to 9.
Okay.
So we're going to have lunch. Right now, we have light appetizers that pair with the wine. And we will eventually add more food to our menus.
Do you have a website yet?
Yes, we do. It's hemispherieswinebar.com.
Okay,
very good. And social media, the same.
So I'll put links to that on the podcast. I should have asked you that too, Chantel. I know that you have a website, obviously.
SimplyPureSweets.com.
Makes it easy.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. We're going to catch up once again with what's going on around the square here coming up, not only today, but the holiday period here. We're going to give you another recap of that with Sarah Callender as we continue on this Action Line. It's 8:48 here on WGNS for a Thursday morning. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Please come and see us for all your gardening, home, and farm needs. We have a great selection of clothing, farm items, and also our wonderful gift department. Please come see us for all your gift items. And we also have local honey. And if you're interested in being a beekeeper, we do have supplies for that. We have from hives to suits to whatever you need to take care of those bees. We're located at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. The friends you've made while banking right here over the years are still here, and so are those delicious, warm, homemade cookies. Everything you enjoyed about Capstar is still at Old National Bank.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come on over and enjoy warm cookies with friends while doing your banking at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As the final votes are cast, no one knows who will become the next president.
This is shaping up to be one of the closest presidential contests in history.
On election night, CBS News Radio will be tracking results in real time with expert analysis and live reports from across the nation.
And WGNS will have you covered on local and statewide races beginning at 7 p.m., sponsored by Toots, Wilson Bank, McCabe Vision Center, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Ferrer Construction.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got hay.
Here's Tom Sweat with AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
AmeriCare's moisture control services include mold testing, mold remediation, crawl space repair, vapor barrier, sump pump installation, radon testing, radon mitigation, and basement waterproofing. If there's something wrong in your crawl space or basement, we can probably help. Just ask for a free inspection.
893-7111. All the best of the best to get rid of your pet. AmeriCare Services Incorporated.
For over 77 years, you've depended on WGNS to get you the local news you need. And you still do. We thank you. Take advantage of early voting. Early voting continues through Thursday, so don't let it slip away. Take advantage of early voting. This Sunday is the Beasley Boo Bash. It's over at the Beasley Animal Foundation, Sunday from 1 until 4 in the afternoon. Lots of gifts and fun activities for your pet. That's the Beasley Boo Bash, this Sunday from 1 until 4. And the Beasley Animal Foundation is at 2215 Keeneland Commercial Boulevard, here in Murfreesboro. There's a trunk or treat Sunday from 4 until 6 at First United Methodist Church. First United Methodist Church is at 265 West Thompson Lane. That's Sunday from 4 until 6. Oh, and remember, this weekend is when we fall back in time. Take 1 hour off of your clock before you go to bed Saturday night. This is the weekend we change time. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Good morning. It's trying to improve a bit from that earlier wreck we had on 40 westbound coming out of Wilson County at the Davidson County line. It should be out of here sooner than later. There's still a lot of volume coming in from Mount Julian into Hermitage right now on 40 westbound. It remains heavy. 65 south at Trinity Lane. There's still a lot of volume trying to get 24 westbound coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu. Check them all out today. They're delicious at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
This afternoon, see spotty showers and thunderstorms at times this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the low 80s. Tonight, chance for showers and storms, cloudy with a low near 59. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 69.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Back here on The Action Line, we're talking with Main Street Executive Director Sarah Callender from Simply Pure Sweets, Chantel Joseph, and Lisa Davis with Hemisphere Wine Bar. And during the break there, want to make mention that Hemisphere is 21 and over, right?
Yes, we are a wine bar, so we are 21 and over.
Okay. Anything else you want to pass along about Hemisphere? Tomorrow's the big day.
Tomorrow's the big day. We have our ribbon cutting on November the 14th, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Very good. Chantel, tell us a little bit about, again, your hours at Simply Pure Sweets and your favorite thing there. How about that? It's all good, though, right? Is that a tough question for someone?
That's an awful question, honestly, because it depends on my mood.
I can tell you my
favorite. It depends on what just looks right in that moment. Sometimes it's just the chocolate chip cookies come out of the oven looking just so, and you have to have a chocolate chip cookie.
The smell of the chocolate chip cookies.
sometimes, you know, it's just a particular bread that looks good. It's just,
it could be anything, you know, or yeah. Some other sweet, right?
That, and then, you know, I can't keep enough soup sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
When we do soups, I make all of our soups from scratch, and some of them are wildly popular.
What's your biggest breakfast item? I guess
probably volume wise, the loaded biscuits are probably one of the biggest. Croissants as a whole are probably the most, but there's such a variety of those from a day-to-day, so wouldn't be one particular one per se.
Loaded biscuits, you can't go wrong there. So what is your favorite, Sarah?
Oh, I like the snail. Is that what you call it? The snails?
Which one?
The one, y'all've done them with plum. I mean, you do it with all kinds of figs.
Different fruit.
Every Saturday, it's like a pinwheel snail. That's it.
Oh.
That's my favorite.
And hours?
We are Tuesday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Early morning wake-up calls, huh?
Every day.
Do you have to be a morning person? Are you a morning person?
I think by nature, no, not a super big morning person, but having been an early riser now between this business or just my work life prior, you get used to it.
Yeah.
Then you just get to the point where you can't sleep in past a certain hour anyways because your body's always used to being up. Great, and yeah. It just... You end up a morning person, whether you want it or not.
I did also, something that just popped in my head. Do you watch The Bear? Have you watched The Bear? Or have you heard about it?
I've watched some of The Bear. I will say from a chef perspective, having been in restaurants years ago also, it's probably one of the most accurate.
Is it the pastry thing when you mentioned that a minute ago? That's what, you know, going to school for that kind of reminded me of parts of episodes where they were actually doing and wondered if that was close to what you went through ish, huh?
Can be,
yeah.
No, that show is actually done really well.
That's what I've heard. So, Sarah, let's go over the things that are happening. Okay. And this afternoon, a biggie.
Let's do it. So this afternoon, trick-or-treat around the square from 3 to 5. The square shut down with the city police blocking all the entrances. So it'll be a safe place to walk around. Next Friday, which is November the 8th, from 5 to 8 is our Downtown After 5 holiday kickoff. We'll have musicians playing. The stores stay open from 5 to 8 p.m. and give treats and have holiday gifts and things like that. And actually, the art crawl is going to be around the courthouse participating and carriage rides. So lots of stuff that Friday. And we'll be giving out biz bucks that night. So $10 off for participating businesses. So you can use it that night. So come out that Friday, get $10. It's from Wilson Bank and Trust, and they give out $1,000 worth. So if you're the first 100 people... Right, Dad, do the math right there.
Yeah,
you get you can go out and shop for $10 off, and then each week we'll be doing a gift basket drawing. So every time you shop local, if you see a QR code in a business, you can register as many times as you shop downtown from now until Christmas, and each week you enter to win a gift basket full of gift cards from downtown businesses. So we're just trying to encourage people to come shop downtown and also say thank you for choosing to shop. But then we'll end with the Christmas tree lighting, which is December the 6th, that first Friday night. So 5 o'clock activities start. The tree is lit a little bit before 7, so you want to get there from 6 to 7 to watch the program. And carriage rides, live reindeer, a movie playing afterwards at 7 o'clock on the big screen. The stores are open, free activities. Pretty much everything is free except the carriage ride, but it's really cheap. So just a fun night.
Lots of great fun things to do. Sarah, thanks for coming in and bringing some great guests today.
Yes, great ladies.
Chantel, Lisa, thanks for stopping in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And that's going to do it here for the show today. If you missed any part of it now, you can go back and listen or even watch the podcast at WGNSradio.com. Hope you have a wonderful day. The Roundtable coming up next.